The biometric registration enters its second phase today across the country. According to our correspondent, the early morning rain did not deter applicants from going to the centres to register. All centres visited had no problems since the EC had deployed more technical personnel to ensure smooth operation. Georgette Cole, my colleague, was at some parts of the registration centres and has joined me in the studio to tell us what has been happening. Georgette, when you went around, what were some of the things you...
Well, this second phase, I think, is going to be a challenge-free one because when I went around this morning, I went to Osu, Asalam Down, Seko, Adabaka. All the centers had everything under control. The queue were considerably better than the phase one. Their machines were working. The agents, political agents were around. Registration officers were all poised for the business this morning. Well, you could say that the rain this morning could have stopped some of the applicants, but then people were still around and they were ready for the registration this morning. So I think the second phase is going to be better than the first one.
And there were no complaints from any of the applicants?
No, there were no complaints. The only complaint was that there was a particular... there was a man who was complaining that people were jumping the queue. That was the only thing that drew my attention, that people were jumping the queue. And apart from that, the other problem was that there was a man who was saying that his son just turned 18, but then the son is outside Accra. He is at UDS University in the Northern Region. So he was asking the registration officer if he can register, not as in register, as in registered for the son, but then if he can do the paperwork for the son, so that Monday when the son returns from school, he can continue. But then the polling agent said, the registration agent said, that is not possible. That's the only problem as of now, the places I went.
Very well. What about security?
Well, the security, I would say there were no problems, but then the centers I visited, I saw few security personnel around. Yeah, the security was okay.
Okay, that will be all for now. That was my colleague Georgette Cole giving us an update as to what is happening on the second phase of the biometric registration.
Still on registration, the second phase of the nationwide biometric voter registration begins today. The first phase, which ended last Monday, had a number of challenges, which the EC hopes will not be repeated, as it has deployed more technical personnel to ensure smooth operations. We have on the line Dr. Kwaju Afarijan, Chairman of the Electoral Commission of Ghana. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, sir, can you give us an overview of the first phase of the exercise?
Well, as you said in your introduction, that there were initial challenges. That is, were not unexpected. You know, everywhere they've done an exercise of this kind using very sophisticated machinery, there've always been problems at initial stages. So we were not expecting that there would be no problems. I think what is important is how you tackle the problems as they arise, and I think we did well in tackling the problems that arose.
Well, what were some of the unusual challenges that you identified in the first run? Certainly, there will be certain challenges that you expected, but maybe there were others that you never expected.
Well, the most unusual challenges that we did not expect were the behavior of some macho people, the violence. This was an exercise for Ghanaians. Go and write their names, which is their right under the Constitution. It should be a peaceful exercise. But we've seen all kinds of interferences, interruptions of a violent kind that one did not expect at all.
Well, sir, what steps have you taken to manage the challenges that were identified during the first phase to ensure that we don't see them this time?
Yeah, you see, the operatives, for example, they use, this is new machinery, very sophisticated machinery. It takes some time to get used the machinery. If you have observed, as time went on, they became more efficient in the use of the machine.
Dr. Farajan, we had a report in the Eastern region a couple of days ago that some people went and stole the machine that your people were using to do the registration. And here's the case, some details are contained in the stolen machine. What happens to those people?
We always have backup material. Okay, we cannot discuss details of how we secure the safety of the material. We cannot discuss it on air.
Well, before you take leave of us, are you able to tell us the number of people that were captured in phase one of the exercise?
Yes, I can tell you.
How many?
It's about 4.1 million people captured in phase one, which is way beyond our estimates. 4.1 million people registered.
Beyond your estimation?
Yeah, we see if you go at this stage, there are how many stages? Four stages. Our expectation was that we would register about 12.5 million. If you register 4.1 million in phase one, 4.1 million in phase, we will be way over the 12.5 million that we estimated.
Yeah, certainly we are going to get about 16 million voters.
Yeah, well, okay, so I'm saying that we have even gone beyond our own expectation in terms of the number that we expected to register in the first phase. But there may be a good explanation for this. People have traveled to other polling stations to register. So maybe by the time that we get to their stations, the numbers may be coming down.
Well, thank you. But before you leave, is there any extension? Because we have some challenges in some areas.
Brother, why do we always this an exercise, a 40-day exercise? We run only 10 days, and we're talking about extension. You know, we will offer every qualified Ghanaian a reasonable opportunity to register. If towards the end of the exercise, there are people who have not been registered, then we can be talking about extension. How can we talk about extension now?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Farajan, for your time. Okay. We appreciate your time very much. Dr. Kwajua Farajan is the chairman of the Electoral Commission of Ghana.
Meanwhile, the Inspector General of Police, Paul Tari Akwe, has been speaking of specific measures that have been adopted by the police to ensure security at the various biometric registration centers. In an interview with Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe, IGP Paul Tari Akwe stated that the police will be on top of any security situation in the second and subsequent phases of the biometric exercise. Any culprits will be prosecuted accordingly.
That the EC has given that responsibility to the police service to do. We are the traditional organization that is charged with the prosecution of cases up to a certain degree, beyond which it goes to the Attorney General to do. So they are looking up to us rather to be doing the prosecution.
So what measures are you taking this time round to ensure that the second phase and incoming phases are smooth and devoid of any indiscipline?
We'll make sure that we cover these central centers with police presence, and our rapid deployment people are going to be around. We're going to be vigilant at all the stations. We're going to ensure that we even put plainclothes policemen around to be looking for people who are bent upon disrupting the whole process, and so on and so forth.
IGP Paul Tari Akwe talking to Rebecca Ekpe.
The Tafo Pankrono District Commander of Police, Superintendent Kwesi Fori, has issued strong warning to gangs attacking electoral officers at registration centers in the district that his men will deal ruthlessly with those caught fomenting troubles. DSP Ofori told Radio Ghana that the police is monitoring and patrolling the affected areas and will do everything to apprehend the culprit. He appealed to people in the Ashanti region to volunteer information to the police and remain vigilant during the second phase of the registration.
We are working with the rank and file, with my superiors, engineers, trying to fashion out safety measures, make sure that we promote police primacy and rule of law in my jurisdiction. So we are working seriously in partnership with community leaders and people living around, to make sure that the community enjoys the best of peace. and we do a lot of community education. We do a lot of other public engagements that would promote goodwill for the police.
Unfortunately, the signal we're receiving seems to suggest that during the first phase of the biometric registration, some macho men came to attack one of the centers. How true is this story, and how are you managing the situation?
We've given very big support to the Electoral Commission in the Tafo-Pankrono area, where we've deployed, you know, policemen. We are also patrolling, you know, to make sure that the exercise receive the best of security protection. However, some unscrupulous criminals decided to invade Ahimbom Center, where some of the officials were assaulted and the computer system tampered with. But thank God, timely intervention of the police restored order. And the group, that criminal group, regrouped, came at attacking the very center again. And the policeman displayed courage and bravery by stopping them. But as a result of they using powerful motorbikes, the motorbikes numbering about 5, they managed to escape, and we investigating. Yesterday also, the Manisha constituency happened to be doing some work to review, you know, the first piece at Sawanyakun Senior Secondary School at Dichamso, also under my jurisdiction. And some unscrupulous persons decided to go in there and hold operations at the place, at the review meeting where distribution and other matters are being done, you know, to ensure the takeoff of the second phase.
Has he been arrested?
The police went there and they managed, you know, to escape on their motorbikes. But with our investigation have established that one Rashid Jiboni Bansi, who is a local political activist at Mushizungu or in Kumasi, and one Opoman are responsible for this, and we've announced publicly that they are wanted. Warrant of arrest is on its way to be procured at a competent court of jurisdiction, and this aforementioned, they will appeal to the community to assist us, and we place 20 million Ghana cedis on their head, because they are a nuisance, you know, to the community, and we cannot see that on concern for them to carry out their nefarious activities.
Is there any way, by your initial investigation, that you have established where they belong and the motive behind their behavior?
Looking at their motive, we suspect is to frustrate, you know, the process. Because one thing is that they have no business whatsoever to go there to disrupt or tamper with, you know, the equipment of the registration officers.
What else are you doing to ensure maximum security to prevent these manner of behaviors?
We are receiving support from the Tafo-Pankrono division and that of the Ashanti Regional Command in general. And we've also put in contingency measures in terms of patrols, in terms of placing armed guards at some locations, even as I speak to you, where they are doing the distribution. One at Dichamso for the Manisha constituency, and that of the Tafo-Pankrono constituency, also at Old Tafo, we place armed guards to safeguard the materials and also to ensure that they give maximum protection. And some of the trouble spots or suspected trouble spots where the second phase will be taking place, we've also provided armed guards.
Superintendent Kwesi Fori is District Police Commander for Tafo-Pankrono in Ashanti.
The Eastern Regional Police Command has beefed up security at all biometric voter registration centers across the region. The commander, DCOP Kwabena Jamrayabwa, told Radio Ghana that each registration center has been assigned a policeman to ensure law and order. He said a Nigerian who attempted to register during the first phase of the exercise has been jailed 2 years. DCOP Jamrayabwa spoke to Seth Aya.
We have placed one policeman to each center to make sure that if there is any problem, then they have to call us. There is a standby man also at the various districts, divisions, and regional headquarters, so that in case of any eventuality, they move in to beef up the security.
How was the situation during the first phase of the exercise?
The first is at least we have technical hitches somewhere, and then in fact it looks as if the people did not understand. Others thought it's a sabotage. We have to talk to them, and then later they have to agree to what we were telling them. Now the second phase, because people have now understood all the procedures, and then to fill the challenge form instead of trying to sack them from the queue. So I think this one will be a little bit normal.
Did your command have the cause to arrest anybody for malpractice?
Yes, one Nigerian called Mandy Chuku. He went to Sukau Center to register. But instead of using his own name, he went there and said he's called Osei Kojo. So that one, we refer to that impersonation. So he was arrested. He was put before court and jailed 2 years.
Eastern Regional Police Commander DCOP Kwabena Jamra Yeboah talking to Seth Aya.